B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Well, hello, Zach.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, man. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm kind of confused, to be honest with you. I went out on a really great date recently. This girl Megan and I have been talking online. Everything's going great, so we decided we're going to meet up, take her out to a nice dinner. We have, like, a great time, like, just as I expected, making each other laugh. And all of a sudden, I haven't heard a thing from her since. It's been, like, a good solid 10 days, 2 weeks, and I'm just totally confused as to what could have possibly gone wrong.
All right, so I am going to give you 50 grand if you can predict what she would, like, if you had to predict what she would say as to why she's not into you, if that's what it is, that she's not into you, what would it be?
It's a lot of money, Ramiro.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. If I'd love the 50 grand, don't get me wrong, but, like, I can't think of anything that would, well, okay, so there was, like, one tiny little, kind of a tiny little run-in with a guy at the restaurant, but it was not a big deal, and it definitely wasn't something that would make her not call me back, I don't think.
Well, maybe it was not a big deal to you, but might be to her.
Well, it would be a little ridiculous if that was a big deal to her. It couldn't have been less of a big deal.
All right, cool. I mean, if there was no big deal, no big deal. All right, we'll give Megan a call for you next. All right, Zach?
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Zach. In case you missed it, he had an incredible date with Megan. But it's weird because she hasn't gotten back to him now. It's been a couple weeks, and he doesn't know why because, again, the date was pretty damn amazing. Pretty damn amazing. And you think that there's potential of maybe, like, continuing the relationship?
I definitely think so. I talked about going out again, and I would like to.
Okay, cool. Stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Megan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm sorry for waking you. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's a really good thing.
Okay.
So we received a phone call from a gentleman who likes you. And he would love to show you a good time, take you out on a nice date of your choosing. So the reason we're calling you is because we're literally going to let you pick the date, whatever you want to do, wherever you'd like to go. We'll reserve the whole thing. And this gentleman who's likes you, who gave us your number, he's going to show up and maybe sparks will fly.
Is this for real?
It's for real.
Okay, so, like, this guy isn't, like, a troll or anything, right?
No. You know the guy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's somebody I know?
I was going to say, we actually don't know. He could be a troll, but.
Okay,
you do know him.
He might be a troll, but you do know him and you like him or you liked him at one point. His name is Zach. You actually went on a date with him before?
Oh. No.
Is he a troll?
Right. Maybe he is a troll. We don't know.
No. 1,000 no's.
Can we ask?
How did this even happen? Like, why would you call this? Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing. So Zach said that you and him had a really, really good date and that he would love to do it again, but that it's weird
sure
that you.
He did. He took me out to one of those hibachi restaurants.
Yeah.
Where they cook the food, you sit around and
love
they cook
those.
The food and they flip it. Okay, so I am not shitting you. The guy brought his own meat.
What?
He brought his own meat.
Wait,
mad.
What?
Yeah, like beef. Brought his
wait
brought
meat.
His own.
Wait, Zach brought his own
no,
meat.
No, I'm not. I am. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I am telling you.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry.
He's all, ooh, I don't know what's in their meat. Like, I don't eat GMO. And so, I mean, like, this is insulting to the chef. This is not, I don't know if you've ever been. Hibachi restaurants are not cheap. They don't use, like,
Kraft cuts. Wait, wait, wait.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Dude, you got some explaining to do.
That's, oh, yeah, Megan, Zach is on the, Zach's on the line. He heard what you said. Zach, is that true?
Oh, my God. Wait, wait. First of all, that guy. That guy was a piece of asshole.
Yeah, whatever.
You're gonna get
you don't even see where you are in the wrong with this. And you bring the meat like in a package and open. You don't bring bloody meat in a sandwich bag.
I'm trying to get my life together. That's pretty, whatever. Treating someone bad for trying to make their lives better, for trying to get healthier, for trying to get on top
Trying to get healthy, dude, you're fat.
I need to ask a question. How do you walk into a restaurant with meat and nobody stops you?
I have it in Ziploc bags in my pocket.
Okay, I'm like, he's not lying. I can't deal with this.
He's not lying. Now, wouldn't you think if it was you that should bring the meat ahead of time? You know what I mean? And say, listen,
I wouldn't bring meat to a restaurant. When we spoke to you earlier, you said, I got into a little thing, and you didn't think that maybe that would have thrown Megan off?
He's arguing with a cleaver.
Why would it bother her? Oh, it didn't affect her.
You have absolutely no tact, none.
I think that this is just a misunderstanding, and if you do another day, it doesn't have to be at a restaurant. You could go maybe to a paint bar. You could go to the axe throwing. No, it's not happening.
It is not happening. That man was so disrespectful and gross. There's the second date. I wish I could go back and make there was no first date.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
You're going to learn that being hungry on a first date could literally ruin your chance at love. That happens at 8:10 right here with us.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.